You primordial dwarf. That's what you are. A primordial dwarf. Do I want to reclaim host? I don't actually know. I'm happy being participant, hun. Right, then, settle down. Settle down, settle in, ladies and gents. It's live Q&A time.
Shut up. I'm worried I'm starting to gather interest for January signups.
What are you worried about? What are you worried about?
Is it okay to start generating leads and inquiries for January now, or should I be focusing on getting these people signed up in December? Put that stupid, lukewarm, tasteless pond water down and answer the question.
Nah, I'll tell you what. I've had a fucking enough of you today. I'm not going to lie. You cheeky little twat. Honestly, do what you want. Do what you want.
Well, you're one of them fucking moods, aren't
you? You do what you want. Let me answer it sensibly, eh? I'm worried. I didn't even listen to the question, if I'm being honest. Is it okay to start generating leads and inquiries in January now? I should be focused on it. Yeah, I generate leads and inquiries now, if you can. And take a deposit for January. Probably a good shout. Bear in mind, people are very busy, and although we think that they're paying loads of attention to us on social media, a lot of the time that they're not. So I don't think it's too early to warm your audience up with this stuff. I think it's too early, probably, if you've got a January launch, to do a really strong call to action at this point. But if you're generating awareness and it's building some interest, then absolutely sign a few people up and maybe stick a deposit in there. I don't see anything wrong in that whatsoever. Do you see anything wrong with that, Nick?
I don't. I see it as positive.
Yeah.
It's better than the other end of the spectrum, isn't it?
That's right, Nick. That's right. Next question. From January, I am changing my holiday process. So I'm taking 4 weeks off throughout the year without pausing any of my membership. Listen to that. See, if you're not in the academy and you're hearing that, the fuck are you doing? I am planning to upload a document that all my members have to read. And I feel like I'm reading a book to Layson. This is what I do. It's how good I am at reading books. To all members, to have to read and agree moving forward. Agree to moving forward. Have you got any advice for the best way to communicate this change? And if anyone isn't happy with it, should I give them the option to cancel their membership for January?
On the last point, I seriously doubt there'll be anyone that wants to cancel based on that. If there is, there is a bigger problem. But yes, let them cancel, mate. Have you got any advice for the best way to communicate this change? I think because you have regular touch points with them, obviously through the sessions, I think a kind of indirect mention of it and then follow that up with an email, followed up with another little mention maybe after the email's gone out, face to face, I think that's something you could really simply do. And I think now's the time to do that as well, like, i.e., within the next week or so, being something you'll change for January.
Pick your teeth in, son.
So yes, and yes.
Next question, please, Nick.
I have a client that has given me feedback. They are happy with how things are and respect me for what I do. That's nice. But they keep bringing up how I need to do meal plans and offer sessions on the weekend when I don't work. How would you go about not letting it get on your nerves? Because there's only so many times I need to explain.
Well, it's a tough one because clearly that's bothering the person. So the best way I could go about it, the meal plans, reflective questions, like, what makes you feel like that will be good for you? How has that worked for you in the past? What's not working for you now with the current method? Get them to reflect, because a lot of the time they're just deflecting themselves off something that potentially they're not doing that they know they can do. So I would get them to reflect on what makes them think that they need that. And 9 times out of 10, they'll solve their own problem with that. In regards to working the weekends, like, just stand firm. You've got your boundaries, your reasons why towards it, and stand firm. And at the end of the day, if they're saying that they're happy, there's nothing else that more you can do but reflective questions for the meal plan. Get them to reflect on the obstacles that creates, because they'll work that out as you give them reflective questions. And then honestly, I just stand firm on that. And just remind them of, maybe if it gets to a point where it's really getting on your nerves, just remind them how many times you brought it up and explained it. It's one of them things, isn't it? I don't want to lose a client or have an argument with a client, but sounds like a right annoying twat, if I'm honest. So yeah, them two would be my answers. Anything that you would add to that, Nick?
No.
Does sound like a proper annoying twat, that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like you.
Next question. Is there a best way to approach December in terms of marketing for January?
Is there a best way to approach it? I think you've got to really focus around the compound marketing and seeing capitalize that in January. You want to aim to create as much awareness, value, and rapport and conversations and engagement on social media in December. So when it comes to January, you're the only person that people think about when it comes to their health and fitness goals and getting help. And so that is kind of the object of the what I would have as an objective. How you go about that is, like anything, understanding the person you're talking to, understanding the problems they're facing, and maybe you pick up on January, on December, as you know, there are specific things this time of year that people will struggle with, that triggers people a little bit, that highlights that some of their problems. Aim to engage those people. For people to get to know you via social media. And I think Nicole's a great example of this at the moment, going live every day, getting her personality across. I'm not saying you have to do live every day, but obviously the more people see you and hear you, the more they're going to trust and feel like they know you, which is a part of the buying process. It genuinely as simple as that, I feel. I don't think we need to overcomplicate it too much. And anything to add?
Yeah, a couple of points. Be clear on what it is that you... Be clear... Don't you're a tit. Be clear on what it is that what you want out of it. I think sometimes it's very much like a stop-start diet of a client. This is what PTs are like remarketing. Yo-yo marketers. I think that's a post, Nick. But it's very much a similar mentality. So I think be clear on your objective. So don't think of stop start as in January, oh, it's going to get busy and all of that type of stuff. And clearly it is a peak season. But like Nick, to Nick's point, yes, so having consistent marketing in place that has an aim to meet. So if the aim is to meet, right, you have a churn of 1 to 2 clients per month and your aim to meet is 2 to 4 clients per month, right? Well, what is it that you're going to do throughout December and January to get that in February? Because that's just how it works. And combining that compound marketing with some direct stuff, so getting in front of people and having conversations, whether that's online or offline, making sure that you're doing that, whether that's online in terms of question boxes, polls, messaging people, reaching out for a bit of to see what it is that they want to hear from you on your page and so on. So some direct marketing sprinkled into that plan will not go, will not go unmissed, because it's, you need to get in front. What are you fucking laughing at?
Sprinkled.
I don't know. I don't know where it's come from. And then they said, "Will not go unheard of." I don't know where that come from. Yeah, but having some direct marketing alongside the consistent marketing is going to be key, because you can be building relationships in December and January with people, whether that's online or offline, that will pay off then towards payday and into February. So, yeah, it very much depends on your objectives and aims, but make them clear on the calls and we can help. Next question. Is this mine?
I'll let you work out.
Well, you asked me that question. That's my question. Because I asked you the last one. So I'll let you work it out. Come on.
I'll let you work it out. When it comes to socials, what's the best app for scheduling?
The best app. Oh, I feel a bit out of touch with this, but the best one after when I researched it and had a look at when we were started using schedulers was Buffer. That's obviously you pay for that. But that was best in terms of it had everything: scheduler, content creator. So that was good. Facebook Studio Creator does the job. I think it's now starting to letting you publish reels. Hootsuite's another one people seem to use, but I always seem to have little problems with it. I did do in the past when I tried it. I would say best is Buffer, but the free alternative to that is Facebook Studio Creator, and it's half decent itself. I've gone too far. What would you suggest to start teasing the launch for the new year 2 weeks ahead, or start getting people to register interest ASAP? This is a bit of a common theme this week, isn't it?
I think depending on how consistent you've been, like as an example, if you can sit there and think about certain people you've had conversation with online that are almost the call to action for your launch in January is exactly, they're the first people that come into your head. If you haven't got anyone thinking, if you haven't got anyone on your mind that's like that, you've had conversations that led you to that assumption about those people, then I would continue doing your marketing, compounding that effect leading into January, and aim to get those conversations going. If you've got certain people that you've engaged with that have kind of been asking questions and this kind of will fit for them, then I would pop out the register interest. Call to action pre-Christmas.
Yeah, I think if you're asking that question now, there's a good chance that you feel like you potentially got the time to do something like that. Like, depending on what it is that you're getting rid of in terms of selling, there might be a kickstart to that, whatever it is, for 7 days. So it gives people a bit of an insight into it. And if you drive a lead magnet, then you can nurture leads through that time. So you've got warmer leads going into the launch. So I don't think there's no harm in doing something like that, whether that's a lead magnet or a register your interest.
Make it simple, though, if it's a lead magnet. You know what I mean?
Thanks for that inspiring quote.
Simple, easy. People have got too much shit on their mind at the moment. How can I have an effective monthly review process for my clients? I used to do it in-person meetups for everyone that were 30 to 60 minutes per client. In addition to their sessions, this didn't work for everybody, so I now do different things for different people, but sometimes I feel I'm not giving them enough because of what I used to offer in person.
I think, first of all, that's a natural feeling to have. When you've given them so much in person, it's a natural feeling to have because you feel like it's less, but the majority of your clients more than likely won't feel like that way. There's a number of ways that you could do this that takes the assumption out of it. I think that's the big key, because at the minute you're assuming it's not enough for your clients when it more than likely is. So first of all, it might be a good opportunity for you to survey your clients to see, and I put that question in a survey to see if how much they value it and the potential changes that you're thinking of making run by them. I think that would be key before I rattle off any suggestions. But other suggestions than that, it might be if people don't need them monthly, maybe you do an extended version over Zoom, bi-monthly. Maybe you give people the option to fill out a monthly review and tick that they want a call. So these people who potentially struggling, having months where they're struggling a little bit more than others, and they've recognized that within the review. So that's drove a bit more value behind booking that time with you. But I think if you can replicate what you've done in person, and you could do that more or less online by sitting on a Zoom, going through it on Zoom and stuff like that, I don't think you'll go far wrong. So Zoom-based reviews, potentially putting bi-monthly in place, an automated form where they request themselves. But I would take this whole assumption out of it and maybe start to put a survey out to your clients and still see what they think and feel about that alongside other parts of the service if you haven't done that for a while. Because like I say, it just takes all the thinking out of it for you. I think that might be a shout. Anything you'd add to that, Nick? Why? Because it was that good of an answer.
And listen to it.
Apart from checking, shut up, you twat. Apart from check-ins and messages, how can I keep my clients accountable?
Create self-accountability through simple steps for them to take. That's the first thing. Second thing is,
elaborate on that point.
So I've just been having this conversation, to be fair. Like, sometimes our expectations for people and what we would like them to do actually doesn't meet reality for our clients. So as an example, yes, it would be amazing if everybody tracked their food, did the steps, had the sleep, tracked the water, did this, did that. But the reality of it is most people can't focus on that many things at once, especially when it's not ingrained in their lifestyle. So it's a conscious effort that you need to make a habit. So the simpler the steps and the more convenient the steps, you'll probably find that it gains more success. So that's the first point. Second point is create a level of education and understanding behind why you're saying what you're saying. And the third step, which is three parts, is create autonomy, so don't dictate. So autonomy is they are having a choice over their behavior, so make suggestions that they can choose from. Measure their level of competence, and don't assume they, just because you find it easy because you live and breathe it, that they are going to find it easy. So measure their level of competence and meet them where they're at. So competence is them feeling successful in what they're about to do. So filling in a food diary using MyFitnessPal, just taking that as an example, might be easy for us, but actually finding the right app, uploading it, and then understanding the numbers might be a huge barrier. So walk people through it so they can feel successful in what they're doing. And if they don't feel psychologically safe with you, then they're probably going to feel like they are possibly being judged, getting things wrong, not being successful. And if that's the case, people either won't check in or they'll tell you what they think you want to hear. And you do that by building a decent relationship. I would ask you if there's anything to add, but there's not going to be off like that, to be honest.
The only thing that I would add is the most obvious one, which is ask them. Which you didn't really say, so I thought I'd add that.
Yeah, well, what's autonomy?
Well, ask them. Yeah. What account- Ask them what accountability looks like to them.
Go and have another pot of pond water or whatever you can drink.
Because Nick didn't quote that when he's rambling. Yeah, don't assume. I think that's a theme tonight. The theme has been everyone's flapping about marketing for January, and we need to make sure we chill and just plan accordingly.
Drink coffee and not pond water.
Well, no one has. Why would you have coffee at this time of night, Nick?
Why wouldn't you have coffee at this time of night?
Because then you'd be up all night like you tosser. Fucking tosser. What else? Yeah, ask more. Ask more. Stop assuming and ask more. That's okay. You don't need to know all of the answers, people. There's only me that knows all the answers. On that note, we'll leave you. See you in a bit.
Bye.